iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and I'm joined today by Rupin Rutch, who is a conscious parenting coach. Now, Rupin helps parents invite more loving connection into the relationships with their children, themselves and to everyone around them too, combining Western psychotherapeutic understanding with the Eastern mindfulness practices that we have. And he also provides parents with the tools to bring mindful presence into every moment. His training has been with New York Times best-selling author Dr. Shefali, and I'm very proud to welcome Rupin Rutch on the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio today. Rupin, a very warm welcome to you and thank you for joining us.
Hi Tony, yeah, thanks so much for having me here.
From humble beginnings of being an optometrist to now being a parenting coach, that's quite a jump from one extreme to another. Tell us about your background and career and what made you become a parenting coach.
A lot of people do say that to me, that it's such a big leap from being an optician to now being a parenting coach, especially as and then because I was doing my own inner work and my own personal journey, the research led me deeper and deeper into this consciousness work. And then I found Dr. Shefali, who wrote the book The Conscious Parent, and she does a lot of talks. Right now she spends a lot of time on Oprah. She's Oprah's favorite parenting expert, so just felt like a lot of alignment with what Dr. Shefali was teaching. Also, she's Indian, so she understands the culture, but she's perhaps like the opposite end of the psychological spectrum from me, and she's like very empathic and female and a lot older, and so perhaps my journey was very different, but I was intrigued by it, and she kind of gave me the tools to work at myself and to rebuild myself into the person that was going to create this sort of healthy, abundant and conscious adult who was capable of showing up for myself and other people around me all of the time.
I understand your background and the fact that you spent a lot of time helping people through your professional work that you were qualified to do. Then you got into conscious parenting and the psychology behind it as well. And today in the program, we're going to be talking about how does this influence wellness? And what I would like is have a discussion with you about the Wellness Summit, which is all about childhood anxiety as well. What did you learn from that? And what would be the effects of conscious parenting on mental health and the need for consciousness coaching, and how does it actually work? So we're talking to Rupin Rutch today, who's going to be telling us all about his specialist subject, and that is conscious parenting coach.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
What I would like to ask you, Rupin, is the fact that as far as conscious parenting is concerned, what's it actually all about?
Yeah, great question. So conscious parenting is about stepping out of the way as a parent and allowing the child to unfold into the person that they were already meant to be, and recognizing that this being in this world is like a fresh spirit on the earth. And there's a lot of conditioning that we bring to children through the parenting from culture, from the family stereotypes, even down to like gender, perhaps, like, you know, now like caste is in our culture is something that matters sometimes. And so all of this is like conditioning that the child isn't aware of until adults bring it into their awareness. So really it's about the parent just asking themselves the question, like, where does this conditioning come from? And is it true? And is this something that I need to pass down to my children? Because the children pose that question to parents all of the time. And they say, like, why do I need to Yes. Do I need to do this? Is this something that is real? And it doesn't make sense to somebody that doesn't understand the background and understand the culture.
So, Rupin, is this all about hidden emotions, hidden anxieties that simply need to be brought out?
Yeah, it's understanding where we got it from. And normally it's something that, like, we as adults have picked it up from somewhere. And that's not normally, you know, talked about as a trauma, but we could look at it in the same way that we look at as emotional trauma, that we separate from ourselves because we have to become this person. We have to try to show up for the people around us and to represent an image that upholds the person that we need to be accepted, to be loved, to be connected with society and the people around us. And so that those are the hidden emotions, like you're saying, like, we just need to question those and say, is that something that we need to actually bring to the surface, or can we do the inner work to compose our emotions and work on them?
We are talking to Rupin Rutsch, who is a conscious parenting coach, and we have been speaking about the background, about the conscious parenting aspect, and how we can bring it out and bring about the best in people, and especially children as well.
iGlobal brings you the Great Big Indian Wellness Show, the biggest and best wellness and health show for the British Indian community. From yoga and meditation to healthy eating masterclasses and much, much more. Register for free now at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com. Rupin, could you explain to us then the influence that on wellness that conscious parenting has, and how can it influence wellness and bring happiness in our lives?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of us are suffering from our own mental health conditions and we just aren't aware. We're just going through life completely oblivious to how much we are struggling and suffering all the time. And a lot of times you can see it, like somebody might fall off the wagon a little bit, or they might have a catastrophic year or time in their life, but other people are just flying under the radar and just like slightly having some problems in their mental health. Like they might be addicted to shopping, and that's completely legal and, you know, doesn't cause any uproar in society, but it could be something that is actually a negative self-destructive pattern.
Yes.
That we're part of. And so understanding that this consciousness work is about allowing the authenticity of the human to unfold and to be present is recognizing that some of these coping mechanisms are the ways that we overcome our inner anxiety and inner hurting. So we want to feel better, and so we're compelled, like if it is shopping, we're compelled to do the shopping because it's something that makes us feel better and we're seeking that positive validation. And so if we just understand that actually we might be suffering and we might actually be going through something that we weren't aware of, or that we haven't been given permission to actually feel or to talk about, then we can really start to recognize that there's a lot more beneath the surface and there's some work that needs to be done.
Understandably so, but when it comes to the conscious part of influencing wellness, you obviously learnt a lot from that. And can you give us a good example of where this particular aspect comes in from, so that we can better understand what you were just telling us?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, really, if we're talking about authenticity and we're talking about being real and true to ourselves, instead of losing our authentic truth, it happens so easily and subtly when we're not aware of what questions to ask ourselves. And the question, an easy question to ask yourself might be like, well, why am I doing this? Like, yeah. What is the reason behind this? And what am I actually trying to feel? And then if you can get through that question, and sometimes it will be, I'm trying to feel good, or I'm trying to feel happy. But sometimes it will be, I'm trying to avoid feeling uncomfortable, or I'm trying to avoid feeling something that I'm scared of actually feeling.
Yeah.
And so that question's actually harder to ask yourself, because we've got into such reinforced patterns that as an adult, like, nobody's really questioned us and nobody's really forced us to ask that question of ourselves. And that's where conscious parenting comes into it, because the children force the parents to ask themselves that question, to say, like, what is it that you're trying to avoid? Like, you're the child might be like, you're making me go and do maths at, you know, at sixth form or something like that. What is it that the parent is trying to avoid? And we could look at that and say, well, they want their child to do well in their school and in their work, but they might also be trying to avoid their own shame and their own discomfort when they have to tell their friends that their child isn't doing maths, or that they have that the child that they have in front of them isn't living up to their own expectations. Asking ourselves that question, what am I trying to avoid, that's where I really go to with the consciousness stuff.
Very good example indeed. We're talking to Rupin Rutch, who is a wellness coach, and Rupin Rutch is all about helping parents and children through coaching that he does, and Conscious Parenting Coach is his title.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iGlobalNews.com.
Rupin, there was recently a wellness summit, and it was about childhood anxiety. We touched on it earlier in our conversation. And childhood anxiety and stress is something which is very prevalent in this day and age, brought about social media activity, peer pressure. You just explained parents wanting the best for their children, but not realizing how they're pushing them into a corner. So your thoughts on that, Rupin, if you would.
I think one thing that's really important to recognize is that anxiety and stress are useful emotions. We actually need them because they help us guide our way through life. If you didn't have any anxiety and stress, then you might not realize that, you know, some situation that could be like dangerous for you. It's like it protects you from hazards, and it's always been a useful thing that, you know, back in the caveman days, human beings have needed those emotions to help navigate through treacherous places and time. So we just need to recognize that although we may categorize these emotions as bad emotions or ones to avoid or less desirable, that actually they're really useful. And childhood is full of anxiety and stress-provoking situations. Just being born is already a massive stress because everything's so perfect before you're born. You know, you're in vitro and like it's so peaceful and you're just floating there. And then all of a sudden, now you've got to deal with being in the real world. So, you know, it's just...
You make it sound so negative.
We don't remember, right? But like it did happen and it was like that. So... it's worth recognizing that everything that a child is experiencing, they're experiencing for the first time. And if the parents that are around them or the adults that are around them aren't capable of entering the child's world and emotionally being the container so that the child can feel safe to experience those emotions, sometimes parents are scared of their children's emotions because they don't want their child to feel that anxiety and they don't want their child to feel that stress. But it's not the child feeling those emotions that's the problem. It's the processing and the way that the child is able to regulate through those emotions. And teaching them how to regulate through their emotions creates resilience that is enough so that the child can grow into a fully formed adult and then be able to face difficult times throughout their life. Because one thing that you and I definitely could probably agree on is that there's going to be difficult times. Like, everybody's life is full of challenges, and if it's not full of challenges, like, that's great, amazing, and, you know, enjoy it while it lasts, because something is going to happen at some point. It's inevitable, and it's actually a part of life.
It is the equilibrium of life. We are talking to Rupin Rutch, who is a conscious wellness coach, and particularly with an interest in conscious parenting coaching and looking after the upbringing of children and making sure that we give them a happy environment to be in.
iGlobal brings you the Great Big Indian Wellness Show, the biggest and best wellness and health show for the British Indian community. From yoga and meditation to healthy eating masterclasses and much, much more. Register for free now at iGlobalNews.com.
Rupin, I'd like to ask you, what would be the effects of conscious parenting on mental health? Because this is something that's been brought up in the media and publicly, and even the government has also recognized this, that it's not something that's been addressed enough. And so therefore, in your position, what is your opinion on the effects of conscious parenting and mental health?
Yeah, great. So I think we could look at conscious parenting as cutting it off from the source. Yeah. So you're actually creating an environment for the child to grow up as an authentic being. And so you are essentially helping that child to later on not have the mental health issues that like a lot of people are plagued with.
Yeah.
And it's fair to say that this is quite revolutionary. Like, conscious parenting is new. It's not part of the standard school of thought about the way to parent. It changes the view on discipline. It changes the view on the dominance hierarchy between the parents and the children, and starts to create that equal playing field so that everybody gets a fair say. Yeah. Even if the child doesn't necessarily know what the best thing is for them, they still get to sort of like be part of the decisions and know that they are allowed to be entirely themselves and feel like they have permission to be free. And I really think that that's one of the main issues with the mental health epidemic that we're in right now, is that like it was always there. There was always mental health problems, and it's just that we're actually starting to recognize it and we're actually starting to speak about it more. But there's lots of people who are, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s right now, who have just quietly suffered with mental health, and it just hasn't been something that we've discussed. So
I was going to say to you, is it too late for these people?
I don't think so. Like the clients that I coach are a variety of ages. The reason why conscious parenting is really useful is because of the children, and you know, we're creating the future and the next generation. And also, I was thinking about it earlier today that a lot of people go through their lives unchallenged, and yeah. So we have all of these beliefs, we have all this unconsciousness, and we end up in a relationship where the other person lets us be unconscious and we let them be unconscious, and we're just like dysfunctionally functional together and essentially enabling each other's problems. And then the children come into the equation and they don't allow that. They kind of put up a front and say, why? This is not working for me. And sometimes the parents win. That's the cause of the mental health. That's the cause of the anxiety, yes, and the depression. That's
how
the
very
the
interesting
separation,
yes,
from themselves. That's when they leave themselves.
Indeed. And thank you for bringing that out into the open. Such a great learning process there, and curve from you. Very well explained. Rupin Rutch is a wellness coach, and we are talking to Rupin today. His particular expertise is in conscious parenting coaching.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com. So, Rupin, if I could ask you in our last few closing minutes of the program today, what would be in need of consciousness coaching? How does it actually work? Just briefly go through the process of that for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first step that we will do is that we will have a discussion about some of the history, like some of the early childhood experiences that are perhaps formative in the adult that I work with. So I only coach adults. I actually don't coach the children themselves, yeah, because the work is all on the parent. And some of my clients have children, and actually some of them don't. Some of them just want to do the inner work on themselves. Yeah. And we always work in the present moment. So whatever's bothering you right now will be where we start. And then we work our way back from there. One way to think about it is, we call it like inner child work. So actually you're just finding out where your deeper inner wounds are, what it is that you're trying to, avoid or soothe. And we fulfill that need by just being there for ourselves in the ways that our parents or adults who were around when we were younger, they weren't there for us back then. Mm. And now we're learning how to do that for ourselves. So that's the coaching.
Yeah, that's very powerful stuff. And a whole subject in itself, which I'm sure we're going to be speaking more about in the not too distant future.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Rupin Rutch, you are a conscious parenting coach. And for those people who have listened and watched our broadcast today and want to find out more about what you do in helping parents and other people through your coaching and the expertise that you have, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, great. I'd love to hear from anybody that wants to talk. So I'm quite active on Instagram, and my name is Rupin Rutch, so R-U-P-I-N-R-A-C-H. And they can shoot me an email, so that's rupin@consciousparentingcoach.co.uk. And I have a booking link as well, so people can just book in for a discovery call. So have a look on those two places, like send me an email, drop me a DM. I'll be able to share my booking link and we can have a discovery call and just have a 30-minute chat and just see if there's anything that any of the listeners want to work out or try and understand about themselves a little bit deeper. I'll be really pleased to work with any of your audience.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.